Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Patricia Benjamin. I got a charge from you folks for $49.97. I have no idea what it's for, and I'm just calling to see why you're charging me this.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
I am hearing impaired. What did you just say?
Can I get your zip code?
Zip code is 80227.
80227?
80227, yes.
And what was your first and last name?
Patricia Benjamin.
Yes, ma'am. And I do have an account for Pat Benjamin. Could you verify your mailing address?
My what?
Your mailing address.
My address is 11230 West Jewel Drive, Lakewood, Colorado. 80227.
Yes, I mean, I do see there was an order that was placed for a foot massager.
For a what?
A foot massager.
What is that?
A massager for your foot.
A foot massager.
That's correct.
Huh.
Do you recall placing
that
order?
No, I didn't place it.
Do you recall if you did the initial shipping and handling for it? It would have been the $7.45.
I'm hearing impaired, and I can't hear you when you speak really fast. You said it's a foot massager, and then what?
Do you recall doing the shipping and handling? It would have been $7.45.
I don't know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. So I can have this account canceled. That cancellation stops any future billings. As far as the current charge goes, I would need to transfer you over to our fraud department.
No, I don't have time to spend any more time. I've been on hold a long time. So just cancel everything, please.
Yes, ma'am. This account was canceled. That stops any future billings. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes. Hold on a second. Okay.
It's going to start with C, like Charlie. 2587507655.
Okay, and your name is?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
Okay, Morgan, thank you very much. You won't charge me anymore, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.